This is your Zim Minute from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Our top stories today, Tuesday, 12th November 2013. Police arrest an MDCT activist in connection with the alleged firebombing of ZANU-PF offices in Harare's Highfield suburb following the disputed July 31st polls. The Environmental Management Agency says the courts should impose stiffer sentences to deter people from starting failed fires that are costing the country millions of dollars annually. And we continue to look at the crisis in ZANU-PF as factions continue to fight over positions as they battle to position themselves to succeed President Robert Mugabe if he decides to step down at the end of his term. Those stories and more tonight at 7:30 from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And join us for live talk at 8:30 when we'll take your calls in a discussion about urban poverty in the country.